Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. I was waiting for that. Well, Todd, we are continuing our series. We did a little bit of a break to answer some listener questions, but we're going to be continuing our series on just what the systems need to look like for a post-COVID church. Now, obviously, a year from now, 2 years from now, we might listen back on this episode and be like, nah, you had no idea what you were talking about. However, for us, we've been around the block a few times. And as we think about systems, pre-COVID, during COVID, post-COVID, we know the importance of systems. So what we're really doing in this episode is taking our best guess at what you can do today in order to be prepared for a post-COVID church. And what we wanted to talk about today was the importance of role clarity and performance reviews. So I'll just set the landscape and then I'll throw it over to you, Todd. But we all know that during COVID, so many churches changed people's job descriptions. And some people, you may not have even had a job description. And I'm talking both paid staff and volunteers and all that, right? I mean, anyone who was in a leadership position, we know your role changed because the world changed and you stopped gathering in person and there was online and then you started gathering and doing both. And, you know, we're still in the middle of all that. And finances, some churches, I know many church plants that actually went up and to the right in attendance and giving, others that went down to the left and are incredibly struggling. Same with multi-site churches as well. Churches that are wanting to multiply, some went ahead and planted and new churches and campuses, others paused their side of things. But really, what I do know is constant with every church is people's roles changed. So in a post-COVID church, what role, like how do we even go about role clarity? Like, do we just rewrite everyone's job description from scratch? Do we go back to, is there even a point to go back to the previous one? So let's start there and then we can go to the performance review side of things.
Okay, so I would say, you know, hopefully by now you've already kind of audited all your ministries to see what is in perfect alignment with the purposes of the church and what's been effective and not effective. And you've decided what you're going to stop, what you're going to pause, and what you're going to focus on. The next round of that then is looking at all the volunteer positions that go with those categories. Because if you stopped it or you paused it, then those volunteers are your first line of defense or offense for new roles, because you can look at, okay, we stopped doing this, but we started doing this, and these things are similar in that they're, you know, really come out of a hospitality posture, or no, this comes out of a teaching posture, or this comes out of whatever posture. There's enough similarity here for these to overlap. So by auditing the volunteer or auditing ministry areas and then auditing the volunteer roles, you naturally have the ability to say what roles are missing and what people are missing and begin to match those up accordingly. Now, you know, once you've defined a new position, I think one of the most helpful things that you can do is write it down, is create that one pager, because I can't remember the pastor who told me this, but it was like, you know, he basically went through his sermon three different times of, you know, three rounds, and on it was the different levels of refinement. And one of the things I think you're doing here is when you write it down and, you know, you codify it and you put the bullet points in and seek to clarify It's helpful both for the volunteer because they know what the win looks like, but it's also helpful for you because you can go, oh, well, now I know what these people need to be trained in. So all of this sounds like it doesn't, you know, it sounds daunting and, you know, that like all I have all these things to do and they're not connected, but they really are connected. And the focus is getting down to that job description. But in order to get there, you have to go through several steps. But on the other side of that, there's a great amount of benefit, you know, to carry forward. You're going to have this job description and you can adjust it down the road if you need to.
Yeah. I'm reminded of on Ministry Grid, there's actually a training called A Complete COVID-19 Guide. And Todd, there's one of the courses that's Rapid Recruiting and Ministry Alignment, right? And even if you just look at the 7 steps in that course, step 1 is Strategic Realignment Framework. Step 2 is Critical Vulnerability. Step 3 is Ministry and Volunteer Audit.
And that's all free, by the way.
We're talking about. Yeah. And then, and we'll put a link in our show notes there. Step 4, new roles and new volunteers. Step 5, simplifying ministry processes. Step 6, rapid onboarding and development. And step 7, components of success. So yeah, talk to us a bit more about that. Just the idea in and around this, but really double clicking on that new roles and new volunteer side of things.
I mean, the new roles and new volunteers, it's really going to result from you deciding what you're, you know, stopping or changing. There's going to be a lot of things that have to change. And honestly, it's not about changing it. It's about simplifying it and making it more flexible because you're going to have to be nimble moving forward. You have to recognize that, you know, as quickly as things have changed in the last couple of months, it's just good for us not to get set in our ways in the future and to make sure that we are really adaptable and moldable for change. The biggest way that you can do that is by making things as simple as possible. You know, yeah, we're talking about job descriptions here, but you also want to look at your processes. You also want to look at your language during this time. If you were already fully practicing pipeline, then this was a lot easier for you to do because you had common language. So volunteers could, you know, go across the organization easily and speak the same language. You had common competencies. So again, volunteers could go across the organization horizontally and serve in multiple different roles because their core competencies were the same. As far as new roles are concerned, when I say things like audit, yeah, it has some teeth to it, but really it's just saying, okay, I'm going to step back and take an intentional time to walk through what this process looks like or this environment is, and document it and see if I can remove steps or make it more simple, easy, obvious, and strategic for parishioners to, or, you know, my congregation to go through. And, you know, and for a while that may be, a lot of churches are going back to all of their age-graded programming. Like my church this past week, it was our first week back where we were back in all of our programming. Well, I can guarantee you that there were things that were unanticipated. I guarantee you there were. So yeah. Using a simple debriefing tool as you come to different mileposts along the way is really important. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have 2 services or you have to have 2 services because you're doing a mask only and mask optional or whatever it is, you know, take time in between those services or take time after that service or after people are serving and do just, you know, really, really high level, but really quick debrief to figure out, you know, what went well, what didn't, what was clear, what was muddy, what was broken, whatever little framework you want to use, And you're going to find, oh, we can now make a really quick adjustment and be better the next week. And then we'll do that maybe one or two more times and we'll be set until we hit some new milestone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what comes to my mind, and actually next episode that we're together, we're going to be talking about hiring and firing. So we can probably talk about that, the importance of adaptability and some other qualities that you might want to look for as you're looking for new staff, and qualities that maybe actually might cause you to let someone go. So we'll get to that in next week's episode. On episode, today's 574, we'll get to it in 576, because Todd and I are every other episode if this is the first time you're tuning in. But when we, just to kind of wrap up that role clarity side of things, yeah, I mean, what I heard from you, Todd, is the importance of conversation, right? That importance of being iterative and being, okay, yeah, let's see what happened, and we got to tweak, we got to adjust, we got to shift this, but really coming back to the, hey, but let's have this dialogue. Yeah, you know what? Things might continue to change. Actually, things are continuing to change right now. And even post-COVID, it'll be a little bit different. So having that one pager that you can regularly go to delay having this conversation around job description and role clarity because things are still up in the air, I don't think is wise. We all know things are still up in the air, but what is what's going to serve you and your teammate the best is actually just getting on the same page and being like, okay, yeah, so what does success look like right now? What is clarity right now? And yeah, you know, maybe you got to revisit that next month and the month after, that's fine, but you got to have the conversation.
Totally.
So, you know, I know we were going to talk about performance reviews, but seeing the time, why don't we just put a pause on this episode, hit hiring and firing next time, and then we'll come back to performance reviews.
Okay.
So, So we hope you are enjoying this mini series on new systems for a post-COVID church. And if there are other topics that you're like, oh, what about that? Or can you elaborate on that? Just shoot that question over to us, speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Well, thanks again for listening in. We'll catch you next time.